One moment here.
Hi, thank you for holding, Bob. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
I guess I'm all right. I'm already not liking this because I went from one person to another.
And, well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because I'm the one with the actual answers and the pricing. And I can give you a discount as well. That's why she sent you over to me. Maria's really great at what she does, though. Did you have any questions other than pricing that I can answer for you?
Well, pricing is like the most important.
Of course. Now, I don't, because we do offer different programs, I don't want to put you in something that you're already doing. So let me just start off by asking, what are you currently doing for marketing? How do you get new clients?
Well, I'm not doing too good on that. I'm on Yelp, which you got to pay for, you know, the clicks and the leads and all that. And so I have to cut it off every so often because, see, I may have been in business since 2020. I've just really started this year saying, okay, I'm going to buy some equipment. I'm going to put some serious work into this, and I'm going to make this go. So funds are not really that great because I have to, you know, do a little bit at a time with Yelp. And then I just now posted something on something called Nextdoor.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Then I'm on, as of, 2 weeks ago, this thing called MapQuest, where
really?
It didn't even show my name. Now, for some reason, it shows up my business name and where my address is. So I don't know how I managed to do that, but there it is.
Well, so, MapQuest? Go ahead.
MapQuest. And so then I've been trying to get this Google thing going, which every time I go in there, it says, the last time I went in there was this morning.
Okay.
And it says verified. Well, what does that verified mean? Then I go check, you know, I punch in on Google. I go to Google. I punch in appliance repair. 11 and 10,
yeah.
Boom. And I would think if I was verified, it would come up in that
exactly.
Business. And it don't. So I don't know if I got to wait a month or wait a few days, but I don't know. I really don't know how all that works, you know.
Yeah.
If I knew, I'd probably be in your business. So I just try. Tap into this and tap into that to try to make things happen without it costing a bundle. Now, here's the funny thing about Google. I even got into this thing called Google Ads.
Oh, no. Did you pay into that?
Well, here's what I did. I hadn't started it yet. I started it, and it took some money out, and then I think it put the money back in my bank account. But then I paused everything because I wasn't sure. I'm not totally sure. And so it's like the Yelp lead, you know, it's like, you know, I'm just, that's why I pause the Yelp lead ever so often and start them back up because it costs a bunch of money. So like when I first started, I got about 30 clicks or calls or whatever, text or whatever, which that messed me up because I couldn't. Texting and stuff don't work. I'd rather talk to somebody. And so I had to get that fixed where I could just call somebody or they call me. But the thing is it cost me $125 for just 30, contacts, but then the contacts when you're texting don't respond back and you don't always get a phone number. So that's really a sort of a depressing situation.
So
I'm trying this and trying that. Once I find the right spot where I can get some leads and I can talk to somebody, you know, I'll be on a roll, you know, because I know for a fact that appliance repair is a big deal because I actually worked for an appliance company for about 2 weeks, and they weren't paying me enough to stay there for training. And, you know, I ride along with the guys, and they had probably about 10 guys that work with them full-time, and those guys, every single day, they had at least 5 jobs a day. And so, this business is out there, and there's plenty of money for me to make.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I mean, there's...
But anyways...
Well, there's definitely a demand in your area. You know, based off of what I'm looking at, there's a lot of people looking up for appliance repair. When it comes to your Google business profile, whatever it is that the issue is, we'll be able to fix that. Since we are partnered with Google, any type of issues will escalate it. We'll find out what's really going on. Now, price-wise, I know price is a concern, so I can get you in as a new and business credit, and since I did see on your website you are a veteran, thank you for your service, I can waive your setup fee to make it even better for you. Just to kind of tell you a little bit about what we're going to do for you and our company. Our company name is Local Splash. We've already been in business for 19 years, and we're a Google Premier Channel partner. Now, our listings, they are exclusive. So as soon as we start working with you, we do close out the categories. So we don't work with your competitors. These are going to be calls that go directly to you. So no sharing of leads, nothing like that, nothing along those lines. Now, Google Ads, I mean.
You said no sharing of leads?
Correct.
Every place I've been so far shares, talks about sharing leads, like Angie's List and Yelp even.
Yes. Yeah, we don't do that. So we don't do any of sharing of leads. So these calls are calls that are going to go directly to you. Now, I did hear you mention Google Ads, and we sell every Google product, and I'm not against Google Ads, but I don't recommend Google Ads, and most times I don't recommend them. And especially because you're starting off, and it can get very expensive, and they charge you per call and, you know, per click and all of that. So it can get pretty pricey. The package that I think would be the best package for you is the Platinum package, and it's unlimited calls and it's unlimited clicks. And the way that it would work, first things first, is get that Google business profile going for you. Now, we would put you on the first page of Google where that local map section is based off of the services that you offer. So all somebody has to do is look up one of your services, and then your business pops up on the first page of Google. Now, this is unlimited calls and unlimited clicks. That's why it's very beneficial. We do first page placement on Bing for you as well, and then we also do Facebook ads, but I know some people are against Facebook. Are you open to Facebook or not really?
Well, actually, I have a Facebook page for my business. It's just, look, straight up, it's just like the next door thing. Straight up, me posting an ad, me trying, Grant, understand, I'm talking a lot, all right? But me actually taking my words and putting it down on a piece of paper or in a post or something, it don't work very good. So I got a Facebook business thing. It's just, you know, you probably got to post every day, and I got other things on my mind. And so it don't work too good for me if I got to post something every day.
Well, see, that's the thing. I mean, if you want to post things on your Facebook page, that's completely up to you. The way that we run our ads, let me explain it. I'm going to explain it in two different ways. So the same people who are searching for your services, when they go on Facebook, there's going to be an ad that pops up for your business. You're not doing that ad. We're taking care of that for you. I don't know if you've ever experienced when you're online and you're looking something up and then you go do something else and all of a sudden ads start popping up for what you were looking for.
Right.
That's what we're going to do for your business. So we're not we're not worried about how many friends you have or how many people are on your page, because we're not targeting those people. We're targeting the people who are looking for your services. So everything is, that's why it works really well. And everything is tracked through a dashboard too. So we're not just telling you what's working. You're going to be able to see how many calls, clicks, how many people are looking for your services, even the location that these people are searching for you from. So price-wise, as I did mention, I mean, I'm going to give you the best rate that I can and waive your setup fee. For the unlimited calls and unlimited clicks, you're looking at a flat rate of just $249 a month, and there's no taxes or hidden fees on that.
$249 a month.
Correct.
Okay.
How does that sound for you?
So let's say I give you $249, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say, just hypothetical, I'm guessing that this is not going to happen, but hypothetical, nothing happens. I get no calls. Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Let me back. Is somebody going to call me, or is this one of them texting things? Or
they're going to call you. They're going to call you directly. They're not going to go through us in any type of way. They call you directly.
All right, well, I like that better.
Yeah. it's a lot better than those lead services. Personally, I don't like those lead services. I think they're junk, but that's just my opinion.
So how long is it going to take you to get my name up there?
Perfect question. So for your first page, let me start off for the first thing. For your Facebook ads, it's going to be as soon as 7 to 14 days that we'll have those running. For your first page placement on Google, it takes a max amount of time of 30 to 45 days, and that's because we got to figure out what's going on with your Google business profile. Google does not make things easy. They make things complicated, so we have to go by their rules.
Well, I can tell you one thing that's weird about Google.
Mm-hmm.
When I go into, Google My Business, going there to, and I sign in and stuff, some guy out of Kingsport, Tennessee shows up.
That is very weird. That's
that business name, and he's got a picture of his house there because he works out of the house. I work out of my house. I really work just out of my truck.
But
the thing is, I live at a place that I can't have no business mail coming to, so I've opened up a place. It's actually a mailbox, but UPS store says it's an actual address.
Did you use that address for your verification PIN?
I think I did. I think that's why I'm verified, though.
No, that's
well, that won't work. But I think that's why I'm verified. If I have business mail coming here, then they kick me out of my spot.
Got it. Okay.
So, I mean, at one time, when I was number 3 on the Google list, the address for here showed up, and I didn't want the address to show up, but it still showed up under my name, which is 1639 Murfreesboro Road. So, the thing is, though, I just can't have mail here. Nobody ever said nothing about that address showing up, but if I get mail here, they threaten to kick me out of here where I live.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
I don't know. That could be my whole situation. Maybe everything needs to go back to 1639, but still, once first piece of business mail comes, I'm in trouble. So,
okay. Give me one second.
The $249 don't sound too bad at all. But I could actually reality be paying $249 for 2 months and not see nothing yet. So what do you think? You think you can fix it?
Well, I'm asking right now as well to see what my different avenues are, so give me a second. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Hey, can you still hear me?
Yes, I can. I'm here.
Oh, now, what funny thing is that next door thing, I put in 102 Hartman Drive. That's where the UPS store mailbox is. And it let me post stuff on there and everything.
Yeah, they will. But Google is a little particular with how they do things.
They're a little picky, ain't they? The MapQuest thing has this address where I live on it. So that's crazy to me, too. So the MapQuest, all of a sudden, it shows up, you know, like, a 2 weeks ago, it wasn't showing anything. Now it shows I can punch it in there, and it says 1639 Murfreesboro Road. So I guess we can go with the 1639 Murfreesboro Road, but, boy, I sure hope I never get no business mail.
Hold on. Let me see. Okay, I'm asking about mailing out that verification PIN. I know there's different ways that we can verify you. So I'm trying to see if. Oh, okay. So Google actually doesn't mail out the verification PIN anymore, from what I'm reading here. Let me see here. Okay, everything is done video verification or phone verification, depending on what you qualify for with Google. So we can fix your situation then. So that's not a problem.
Can you just do a phone verification? Look, let me throw this out. Okay, so I kept seeing this video verification thing, all right? So I made a video. I guarantee it ain't worth a hoot, okay? But I had somebody, videotape it, you know. And the thing is, where I live, I have to be very careful. I can't show anything outside of where I live at, okay? And so, I basically showed my vehicle, my tools, my license, because I'm been licensed for I think since 2020 to do the job, and my business cards, and that was it. I didn't know what else to do, but I hadn't sent it nowhere because I'm not sure about what to do with that either, or where to send it.
So
I'd rather if we could get away with just the phone.
So I am hopeful to do the phone verification. Now, it just depends what the requirements are of Google. So we can't promise that it's going to work out exactly that way. But what I can do is that we deal with these type of cases pretty frequently, and we're going to work on getting you verified the most efficient way we can, because we've had cases where this has worked out before. So it's basically, we're going to do whatever angle that we got to do, but we would need to get admin privileges to your Google business profile first, so we can fix everything, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay, so that would be the first step. So that's timeline-wise, that's what you're going to be looking at, you know, to get everything taken care of for you. But the first step is going to be to get your basic info, process everything, send everything to you in writing. We get an onboarding call, and the onboarding team is how they're going to get access to your Google business profile, and we would go from there.
Okay.
So how does that sound? I mean, is that something you'd want to give us a shot so we can show you what we can do?
I just hope I ain't making a mistake.
Doing this for 19 years.
I understand, but I get calls from all over the place, all right?
Yes.
And it's this, I do this for you, I do this. And it's like, you know, how do I know you can really do this for me without you taking my money? You know, all that stuff. And it's just, unfortunately, I probably shouldn't be that way, but unfortunately the world makes you that way these days.
Yeah.
So I think 249, are we still, with all that you say you can fix, are we still talking 249?
It is, because we're still doing those Facebook for you too. So we're going to be putting you on the first page, which we're going to fix your Google business profile where, you know, whatever angle we got to do, we're going to work on it and getting you there. Now we're going to be running those Facebook ads and all of that, but what we do with what is going to bring you the money is when we get you on that first page of Google. And the first step of that is going to be to fix that Google business profile. But that's, you know, getting you right in front of people that are looking for you. That's the main thing that you want to focus on that we're going to do for you.
Okay. One more question.
Yes.
Now, I live in Lebanon, Tennessee. All right. And granted, you say you can get me on the first listing of, Google for my area, Lebanon, Tennessee. But how far on the listing would I be for like Nashville, Tennessee, where all the homes are?
How many miles is Nashville from you?
Well, it takes me, well, Davidson County is the next county over. So, it's not, I don't know, probably 30 minutes and I'm in Nashville.
Okay, I'm looking it up right now.
Less than that.
Because, so it's about 30 miles, approximately.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, to be 100% transparent with you, the reason why I like to do Facebook and Google combined is because I can go up to 50, maybe just a little bit more miles when I combine both of them. Because when we stick strictly on the Google side, depending on how congested your area is, you're looking at anywhere between 5 to 20 mile radius that Google goes out. And that all has to do with Google, their rules and regulations. So with Facebook side, we're targeting still those same people that are looking for you up to, I think, I give it a safe number of 50 miles. But sometimes we can go a little bit more, but the safe number is 50 miles. So we would still be targeting that Nashville area.
Okay, that would be good because, you know, I did a job over in Nashville one day, and about 5 days later I got another job in Nashville. And the lady said, well, I just happened to be friends with this lady on Facebook. Never met her, but we talked, and she suggested you. So then I got another job.
See, that's nice how that works, right?
Yeah. I mean, I could never, and I didn't post nothing on Facebook. You know, this lady just happened to call. Well, I don't even know how she got my number. But anyways, she called, and I did a job for her and then did a job for that lady. And I was like, huh, that's interesting. But I never knew how to do nothing on Facebook, really. But anyway.
Well, I'm going to. I was going to tell you, too, I'm going to ask you as well what cities, counties, or zip codes you want to target, so I'm going to make sure to get that down for you as well, okay? Now, Bob, are you short for Robert, or is your name Bob?
Yeah, Robert Cook is my name. I just do Bob because a long time ago I used to have a business in a hot dog cart, Bob's Dogs and Catering, but I closed that. Yeah.
Okay. That's not a problem. And I was looking for, and you said, sorry, last name, did you say Cook, like cooking food?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cook, C-O-O-K-E.
C-O-K-E?
C-O-O-K-E.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Okay. I got that down. Okay. And what is your email address?
You want the business email or just a regular email?
It's up to you. We're going to send everything through email, so whichever one you want to use.
All right. Just put Robert L. Cooke, C-O-O-K-E, and then the number 2@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. And then this phone number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in 5357, is that the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then company name, I have Bob's Appliance Repair. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And then the address. Okay. So let me see if this is the address.
All right. Go ahead.
I have the 102 Hartman Drive.
See, that's the UPS store where I got the mailbox at. But where I live
okay.
at, where I live at is 1639 Murfreesboro Road. And that's
okay.
37090 zip code.
37090, yes. That's a interesting spelling of this. Street.
Murfreesboro, it's just, the city down the road is Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which is probably the second largest city around here as far as population.
Okay.
And so you're talking about where I cover. I'd cover Wilson County where I live, Rutherford County, which is Murfreesboro, Davidson County, which is Nashville. And then,
hold on. Let me, you're giving me exactly what I need, but I can do it right now. You said the first one I got, you said was Davidson?
Davidson County.
Okay.
Nashville.
Okay. What other county do you service?
Rutherford, Rutherford, Rutherford County. And that's Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And then of course, Wilson County, that's where I live, and that's Lebanon, Tennessee. And then I'm willing to go all the way to Williamson County, and that's Franklin, Tennessee. And then Gallatin, Tennessee, which is Sumner. I haven't had no calls from up that way. Usually my calls are been Nashville. Well, actually, I got a call the other day to go to Franklin. But usually it's I was in Laverne the other day too. So that would be what county? I don't know what county that is. I think that's Rutherford. I'm not sure. But
so
anyways, it don't matter.
Gallatin is a city, right? It's not a county because Gallatin's
right.
pulling up. Okay. And
it's
you said
that
one
county.
That it. Yeah, that's what I found. So do you want me to put Gallatin as a city or should I put Sumner County?
I prefer you put counties if you can, because
yeah, that's fine.
I think that would, of course, I don't know. I'm just guessing that would give me more opportunities to,
It is better. I personally prefer it that way. One, just to verify, I think I got it wrong. Did you say Murfreesboro?
No, Murfreesboro. Is that what you're talking about? Murfreesboro,
yes.
Murfreesboro. Murfreesboro. But that's Rutherford County.
Yeah, that pulled up as Rutherford County. So that county's fine. Okay, because I already have that one. Okay, perfect. All right. Now, is there any other counties you'd like to add?
No, anything else is way too far away.
Okay. Now, for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
Nah, just me.
All right, perfect. Okay, hold on. Okay. Now, what services do you want to be found for? What jobs do you offer?
Well, appliance repair, and then the dryer vent cleaning, but mainly. I concentrate on the appliance repair. But then again, I am picky on the jobs. It's like if I have to replace a compressor, I can't do that. Somebody else would have to do that because
so,
the compressor job because you have to use torches and all kinds of stuff.
So I would say that typically when people are searching, they're going to look up the appliance, and then they're going to put repair. So for appliance repair, I put washer, dryer, dishwasher, oven, fridge, microwave.
No, forget the microwave. You're better off just going to go buy a new microwave.
Okay.
So it'd be washer, dryer, stovetop, ovens, you know, different types of stovetops and ovens and stuff like that, whatever, ranges, whatever you call that. And then some jobs on dishwashers I'll attack. And then I will do some on refrigerators, but not, I don't know, maybe if it comes to a compressor, I can't do it. Maybe just leave refrigerators and freezers out, I guess. That way there's no complications of somebody saying, hey, I need this, and then I have to tell them, well, I can't do that for you, I guess.
Okay, but do you do other parts of, like, fixing fridges or not at all?
Yeah. I can do ice maker, stuff like that.
Okay.
I just, when it comes to if I have to replace a compressor, because some of it is volatile, I stay away from that.
Okay. I'm putting that in the notes, though. So not any compressor fixes.
Yeah. In fact, I got a refrigerator job tomorrow to go look at. But thing is, it's just, even that job, if it's a compressor, which I'm hoping it's not, because there's other things that can cause the same situation. So I'm hoping it's not the compressor, because I'll have to tell them I can't do it.
That you can't? Okay.
Yeah. Tell somebody that.
So your onboarding call, it's 45 minutes to an hour long. They typically call within an hour window. So what does your availability look like on Monday, Tuesday, or even Wednesday if need be?
That is really up in the air. Hang on, let me look at my schedule here for a second. See, I also have another job, a regular job, which I'm trying to get away from and do this regularly.
Yeah.
So I have to, I have to figure things out. Let's see what we got going. Awesome. Okay. Would they be whoever's calling me, the onboarding thing, would it be okay to call me around the time that you all called me?
Yeah. So it's, no, that's fine. It's fine because we're open still at this time. So between 5 to 6, your time on Monday, okay?
Yeah. I'm on Central Time here, right?
Correct. Yeah. My time right now is showing 3:30. So for me, we're going to call you between 3 to 4. And then for you, it's between 5 to 6.
California, huh?
We are California.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I need to cancel this idea.
You know what? I'm trying to get out of California, to be honest with you. It is just too crazy over here. And money wise and whoever's running it.
Well, what I hear, you could sell your house over there and come over here and get a million-dollar mansion over here.
I know. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Camp Pendleton when I was over there.
Oh, so. I know that area. I used to actually have a friend who was there. Yeah, I do. So I don't know if you know much about the area, but I have family that's over all over Temecula, Marietta, Menifee area, Fallbrook, which is like right there, you know, and I have family all over San Diego. So, yes, I know the area really well.
San Diego is the best zoo I've ever been to.
I think San Diego is beautiful.
This is 1980 that I was over there, but it was had the best zoo I've ever been to. It was pretty cool.
The San Diego Zoo?
Yeah.
I haven't been there in years, but I remember, yes, I used to like going as a kid. They have a safari and a zoo, which is kind of cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they made a safari as well, so it's pretty awesome down there. Yeah. That's the only place I really like here from California, but again, it's super expensive. It's very, very expensive.
Yeah.
But anyways, I have you down. It'll be on Monday, your onboarding call. It's going to be between 5 to 6 your time, okay?
Okay.
And then let me see here. So we're going to fix that Google business profile. I'll write all the notes on that. You did say you had a Facebook page, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you have a website already. Now, I mean, I like your logo and everything. We can make you another website if you'd like. It'll have pictures of the work you've done. You know, it's at no extra cost. Would you like me to include it?
And I'm getting all this for $249?
Correct. It's not going to cost anything more. I can include it in there at no extra cost.
Yeah, that would be fine because I don't think I'd make my website very good, but it was just me making it. So
I like the logo, I'll tell you that. I mean, your website doesn't look terrible, but we could make it a lot better for you. So there's no problem on that end. Okay. And then I already got where you were going to do that. Okay, what days and times do you want to show that you're open for?
Well, I think I want to show Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and then Saturday, like 8 to 2. But when they call, I'll just, you know, obviously if I'm still in this job that I'm trying to get out of, I'll just have to make my appointments later on in the evening and say, I got this appointment open at this time, and so on and so on. About the only
okay.
thing I can do. Sometimes I take a day, I call in sick and I go do a job, but I shouldn't do that too much.
Okay. So should I?
See, that's how bad I want to get away from where I'm doing and do this because I'm willing to bet that these guys out here, appliance repair guys, they're making good money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's a lot of people searching for your services. So absolutely. We're going to get you work. So you don't have to worry about that job that you're in. Don't you worry about that one. But I do want to make sure that your hours. So for your hours, these are the times that you can receive calls, right? Or do you want me to make it like more hours wise? I mean, it's up to you.
Oh, as far as receiving calls.
Mm-hmm.
As far as receiving calls, I mean, 8 a.m. to say 9 p.m.
Okay. Now, the reason why I say that, because, so I just want you to think about it like this. If you show that you're open from one time to one time, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are taking on jobs because you're going to schedule your time as need be. But if somebody sees that you're closed, they're not going to want to call you. Because you're closed. They want to call a business that shows they're open. So we want to maximize your results. So whatever you're comfortable with call-wise, you know, let me know and I can put that down.
What do you think about 8 to 8, make it 12 hours?
Yeah, that sounds good. 8 to 8, that's good. Do you want
to
do Monday? Uh-huh.
Yeah, Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, but Saturday, I need to take a little break sometime because I'm expecting you to, this to pan out where I get so many calls I can't.
Yes.
All right, so, let's, on Saturday, let's just make it 8 to 2 on Saturdays.
Okay, 8 to 2. And then Sunday closed?
Yeah, I got to have one day.
Okay. No, that's completely understandable. You need your sanity. Okay.
Well, I hope it gets so busy that, yeah. I'll be sure.
And you're like, I need a break.
That'd be nice to have to say.
Okay, now the next thing we're going to go into is the card that you're going to use. Does it have your name, the company name, or both?
No, it just has my name.
Okay, now does it just show us Robert Cook, or is there like a middle initial?
Yeah, it's Robert L. Cook, and then it has two I's, you know, like the Roman numeral two I's at the end.
Oh, yes, got it, okay.
Robert L. Cook.
Family name, huh?
Yeah, it is.
That's nice. At least you have a family name that passes down in your family, right? So.
Okay. Well, for adopted name.
Now, for the billing address on the card, is it the 1639?
Yeah, 1639 Murfreesboro Road. Okay. And then that would be. Also, you'd have to add in lot number 16 or number 16, and then it's Lebanon, Tennessee, 37090.
Lot 16, okay. And then what type of card is it going to be?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And then I am ready for the numbers whenever you are.
All right, 4,000. 2223-5534-1589.
Okay, and then when does the card expire?
7/25.
Okay, and then the security code?
822.
Okay. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. That's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. So you can pick from three different questions. You can answer whatever you'd like, just as long as you remember the answer. So you can either pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in would be good.
Okay. And what city is that?
Orlando.
Simple enough. Orlando. Right. Now, I'm going to do the voice verification. So this is what's on the recorded line. It outlines the service agreement. You're going to receive everything through email and through writing as well as soon as we're done. So first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
All right, hold up. Back up.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, when we start this, I guess what I'm asking for,
mm-hmm.
some kind of guarantee that it's going to work, because 3 months from now, 249, you know, I'm paying 249 3 months from now, 4 months from now, and it's not working, I'm not going to want to continue on. You know that, right?
Well, I would hope any sane person... I mean, any sane person.
What I'm saying is this locking me in for, you know, a year or two where I can't count? Because if you're not producing or it's not, whatever you do ain't working, then, you know, I got to figure out something else. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. So you are in no contract. And I'm going to go, right now that I do the voice verification as well, I am actually going to go over that there is no contract. The only thing that we do ask, so this is the only thing, is that if you can please call us 3 days before your next billing is due so we can cancel and process everything for you. That is the only thing that we do ask. Other than that, you can cancel at any time.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna give you, what do you say, give you at least 3 months, and if you ain't produced nothing there, then I can, you know.
I understand. And that's exactly why we do everything month to month, because we want to earn your business. Because if we're not bringing you in work, you're obviously not going to want to keep us. And that's how we've been around for so long as well. Out of our over 10,000 clients that we have a 4.9 satisfaction rating out of 5 stars. So you are in good hands. Quoting Allstate there.
Okay.
All right. Let me do the voice verification. And again, I'm going to go over all of that there too. So you'll be able to, and you'll get that in writing while we're on the phone also. So first things first, if you can just please state the name of your business.
Bob's Appliance Repair.
Okay. And please state your name and your title with the business.
Robert Cook and the owner.
All right. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we do ask you that security question. And then we're also going to call you from our office line, which is going to be the 877 number, and I'm going to send it to you right now. So let me...
Okay.
Please verify that you got our phone number. I just texted over to you. It also has my direct extension there as well.
Okay. Got it.
Perfect. So we'll call you from that 877 number. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. Now, I forgot where I was at. Okay, now I remember. Sorry. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, perfect. And next thing. Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today. That's going to be in $249. After that, we're going to charge you every ninth of every month and just $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. We just ask that you contact us 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these terms and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, I'm going to send everything to you through text and through email. We'll go over it real quick as well so you can have it in writing. So let me send that over to you. I'm going to send you a YouTube video as well. So the YouTube video is going to be how you're going to use your dashboard. It's going to show you, basically it's the brains of the operation. So it's all going to be on there. Okay. Can you please verify that you got the YouTube video?
Don't see it yet, but let me look. Okay, there it is. Local Splash. Welcome to Local Splash. I've got an initial invoice.
Yeah, so do you see where it says initial invoice and how there's a link right there?
To access your dashboard. Talking about that link there, access your dashboard?
Local no, Splash. That's actually going to be video from...
Wait a minute. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. Let's see.
The one that you got to click, you know what? Let me just resend it to you right now. I'm just sending you over the link, and I just sent it to you, so you should be receiving it at any minute.
Documents. You applied to welcome to annex access view dashboard.
The link, it says my.localsplash.com, and then it's /terms, and then /, and it's your phone number.
Hang on.
No worries. Take your time.
No, I don't see that link on anything.
I sent it to you through text message. It's just a single link. That was the problem.
Yeah, I'm looking at my email. Hey, okay.
No worries.
Okay, what? All right, yeah, okay, there it is.
Okay, perfect. So that, if you open it up, that's going to be everything that we just went over, which is going to be, we're going to do that Google Business Profile optimization. We're going to do that website for you. We're going to run Facebook ads. If you scroll down into the payment side, it shows you exactly what I charge you, which is just $249, what you will be charged monthly, which is just $249. And it does go over seasonal hold, so you can, oh, if you get really busy, you can always pause your service with us. We don't charge you for the month. Just call us 3 days before your billing is due. And the cancellation, it also tells you right there, you may cancel our services at any time. Just again, please, 3 days in advance so we can process everything. The only thing I need you to do is if you can click on those two boxes, type in your name exactly the way it looks with the capital letters, and just click confirm. It'll take you into what will be your dashboard.
Okay, are you talking about from this texting area?
The text, the link that I sent you, link that
so
says.
You want me to go ahead and click on the link?
Yes, please.
Okay, you want me to hit those two boxes right there.
Yes, right. And then type in your name, please.
Okay.
And I'm writing all the notes as well. You're not sure what address you use for your Google Business Profile, right?
Right.
Okay.
I mean, if we got to use this, wait a minute, it came up and said local splash.
No, you're fine. That's going to be your dashboard. You're going to get your credentials in about 3 to 5 days, so don't worry about that quite yet.
Okay. All right, so if we have to use the 1639 Murfreesboro Road, that's fine. It's just, I just have to hope that I don't get no business mail there. That's all.
Okay. I'm writing all of this in the notes, by the way. Okay. So how we do the verifications, it could be either through phone verification or through video verification. So I'm putting all of this down to try to go through the phone verification as best as we can. So for now, I have everything taken care of on your end. I have you down for your phone call. It's going to be on Monday between 5 to 6. I'm going to send you an email for that shortly. You have my contact info. So if you need to change that time or if you have any questions or anything, please feel free to reach out to me directly. Leave me a voicemail if I don't answer. But for right now, we are done. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I appreciate your help, Laura.
Well, thank you so much. I hope you have a lovely weekend. Good luck out there.
All right, you too.
All right, thanks. Talk to you Monday. Bye.